Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some quiet, contemplative Christmas songs this hour. So many of the most memorable Christmas songs, and the saddest Christmas songs, were written in the early 1940s, during World War II, as families were separated, lives were lost, and the future of our world was uncertain. These familiar songs have taken on special resonance this year, a year when many are struggling with the same problems, now caused by the coronavirus. So let's hear two of those World War II era Christmas songs now. We'll start with Frank Sinatra in 1957 with the 1943 song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, If Only in My Dreams, on Afterglow.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my
Won't you please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree for me.
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white
two Christmas songs associated with World War II. Just now, the 1942 Irving Berlin favorite, White Christmas, sung there by Tony Bennett on his 1968 album. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra with I'll Be Home for Christmas from his 1957 Christmas album. Let's continue with another Christmas favorite. This next one is usually an upbeat number, but it was given a slower ballad treatment by none other than Louis Armstrong and the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra in 1964 as the B-side of his Decca recording of White Christmas. This is Louis Armstrong with Winter Wonderland on Afterglow.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the land, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we are happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. Inspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking while we walking in a winter wonderland.
To men. bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men.
One of my favorite Christmas carols, that was I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, a musical adaptation of a Henry Wadsworth Longfellow poem, performed there by Harry Belafonte in 1958. Before that, we heard Louis Armstrong in 1964 with the Felix Bernard and Dick Smith song Winter Wonderland. This next familiar Christmas song was written in 1946 by a 20-year-old Mel Torme and his songwriting partner Bob Wells. Many Christmas songs are conceived of and recorded in the summer as songwriters, musicians, and record labels are preparing for the upcoming holiday season, and this song was no exception. Torme and Wells brought their Christmas song to the great Nat King Cole that summer in 1946 with the hopes that he would record it. Cole obliged, but thought the song needed some strings. However, before those iconic strings were added to it, Cole and his King Cole trio laid down a version in June of 1946 with just piano, bass, and guitar. And it's that simple, quieter version I'll play for you now. This is Nat King Cole and the King Cole trio with the original demo version of The Christmas Song on Afterglow.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
Mel Torme in 1992 with the Vince Guaraldi song from A Charlie Brown Christmas, Christmas Time Is Here. Before that, the Christmas song that Torme co-wrote, that was Nat King Cole and his King Cole Trio with the original demo version of the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, recorded in the summer of 1946. I'll close off this program with a quiet number I've been thinking about a lot lately. It's a somber tune from the 1944 MGM musical Meet Me in St. Louis the song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. In the film, Judy Garland introduces the sad number shortly after she and her sisters realize that their family will be moving away from St. Louis soon. The song must have had special resonance in 1944, given the fact that loved ones were far away from each other during the war. Now, Frank Sinatra, with the help of lyricist Hugh Martin, famously livened up the lyrics to this song on his 1957 album A Jolly Christmas, changing lines about muddling through somehow to hanging a shining star upon the highest bough. However, given that many of us are away from family this year, or perhaps have even lost loved ones, I want to play that more poignant original now. Here is Judy Garland in 1944 with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on Afterglow.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Fates allow. Until then,
Judy Garland from the 1944 MGM musical Meet Me in St. Louis with the original, poignant version of Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I hope you have a quiet, safe holiday this year, and thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and thanks for joining me in this look at the world of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.